Time to catch up with all that is happening in the world of entertainment from Celebrity Lane, Jaden Forster. Good morning, Jaden.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jaden. Now, what's going on with Ellen DeGeneres?
Well, yes, big headlines obviously yesterday when she dropped that bombshell that she was actually quitting or ending her talk show at the end of next year, although not, I guess, a massive surprise for everybody, given that people have really been voting with their remotes after all of that, those workplace allegations popped up last year. But she sat down now with the US Today Show in America and Oprah this morning just to talk about her departure. It was really sort of just PR stuff, basically to keep people watching the show and to do some damage control as well to try and save her brand. Oprah's interview was a bit cushy, but the Today Show, not so much. But realistically, Ellen just basically restated the point that she wasn't axed or cancelled or quitting, whatever you want to call it, because of those workplace allegations and the recent controversies, and that she said that she did actually think about not coming back because of the attacks on her that were pretty much destroying everything that she stood for and that she'd built her career around. But she also said that due to the sort of ferocity and the number of the things that were coming out, that it was orchestrated and that somebody was really trying to hurt her. And, of course, that interview went on for 20 minutes or so, but she more or less said that she felt like somebody didn't want the show to come back and that if she didn't come back, then she'd be letting them win. But obviously now we know where things are heading. They're heading to no Ellen DeGeneres show after the end of next year. From then on, it will either most likely be the Tiffany Haddish show or the Jennifer Aniston show. We'll wait and see.
Ooh, bring on the Jennifer Aniston show. I tell you what, I know who it was who didn't want the show to continue. It was the audience. The ratings were diabolical towards the end. So,
oh, that's right. They've been on a massive downhill slide for a number of years now for many, many reasons. This sort of interviews that she's been doing this morning is really, I think, just to maintain that audience through to the end of next year, so that way the production company can put somebody else in there to take over.
Yeah. Craig McLaughlin, of course, acquitted of the assault charges he was facing last year. Big doco, Channel 7, Sunday night.
Yes, people would have seen the promos airing quite heavily on Channel 7. It's a documentary under the 7 News Spotlight brand airing this Sunday night at 7 p.m. And it's basically a combination of a sit-down interview and a whole lot of home videos that he's shot over the past few years since he was accused of assault and then, as you said, they're acquitted last year. And Channel 7 have been hyping it up quite well, but I can tell you that this is one of those things that does really deliver. It's very, very raw, very confronting in parts, and really details his emotional state, his attempt at taking his own life and subsequent hospitalisation and really just losing it all. It really sort of is his opportunity to launch a comeback and, I guess, regain some of that support from the people who might have doubted him as an innocent man who always denied the claims and is now hoping to get back to work.
And finally, a lot of people in the past used to zip down to Melbourne for a night out and they'd go to Dracula's, the Dracula's sort of theatre restaurant, making a comeback.
It is, yes. Well, when I used to work at a radio station here in Melbourne, I used to walk past it every morning and actually covered that closure a couple of years ago. But it is coming back, not at the venue where it was on Victoria Street in the CBD, but at the Palms at Crown for about a week or so, the 20th to the 30th of May, doing shows in the original style, the original sort of dinner and theatre show, just like the old days. And interestingly enough, it's actually called the Resurrection Tour. So who knows? It might be a thing of things to come. Perhaps
that's the only meal you're out for. You get a bite and a bite.
That's good.
That's right. Boom, boom.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Hey, Jaden, take it easy. All the best, and we'll talk again next week.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Jaden Forster, Celebrity Lane, and all the latest in showbiz.